I was asleep that night, and I felt this hairy arm reach from under the bed and grab my leg.
What?
And I grabbed that G.I. Joe.
No way.
Yes. What? And I grabbed the G.I. Joe rifle, and I stabbed it and broke the bayonet.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgic campfire and share some hilarious and insane stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I have a special guest here today. We are joined by a boomer, so we're going back even further than the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, but we will keep it relevant, so we're going to definitely get introductions here in just a moment. Now, in today's episode, we're going over childhood toys. Favorite toys, maybe ones you loved, ones you hated, most memorable or significant toys, things like that. So we'll go around the table here, do a little duck, duck, goose. If we can get an introduction from everybody, just say the year you were born and your name starting here.
Hi, everyone. I'm C. I was born in 87.
Perfect.
I'm PT. I was born in 1975.
Hello, I'm Bubbles, and I was born in 1982, and I am also related to everybody.
All right, great. And our special guest today? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm the old man. I was born in 1956, and I'm the boss of all of these.
The old man. All right.
Okay.
Well, this is going to take an interesting turn. And of course, myself, your host, D, born in 1984. How do we kick this off? Let's do this episode a little different. Who wants to kick off? Instead of just going one by one, we'll just kind of jump in. Let's start with favorite toy.
Okay. I'll start.
Yay. Okay. Again, as per
go
usual.
Go Bubbles. So, my favorite toy growing up was a Cabbage Patch Kid doll, and her name was Sheila, and she was a white Cabbage Patch doll.
What do you mean? Wait. Unpack that a bit.
Wait, what?
A white Cabbage Patch doll?
Yeah, because wasn't it like one color?
Like powder white? Like in the movie Powder?
No, like peach.
Okay.
White.
Whitey.
Like yeah. White, not
flesh.
Us.
Sheila.
Flesh.
I thought she was a
so exotic. Okay. Yeah. That's actually a really good analogy. So in a box of 64 crayons or 128 crayons, mm-hmm. instead of the white crayon,
it's
she's
peach.
The peach or the flesh colored crayon.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't think a crayon is colored. It's called flesh, but there's peach.
yeah, there is a flesh.
There was. There used to
really?
Be.
Really?
Yeah, back in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Then
that's an actual yeah. crayon?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. I still have mine. Huh.
Y'all are young.
Oh my god!
You know, I might believe that. Okay.
So anyway,
describe
so,
Sheila for us, other than being white.
My recollection is that she would get dirty all the time, and there was a point where we would be staying at Grandma and Grandpa's house, and Grandma insisted on that she needed a shower because she was always dirty.
She must have smelled interesting.
I think she played in the dirt too much.
Okay.
So she started looking a little brown. So Grandma decided she needed a bath.
She's a little dingy.
So Grandma would get the washer ready.
For Sheila's bath.
For Sheila's bath.
For Sheila's waterboarding yeah. experience extravaganza. And how did that make you feel?
I was scared because Grandma would leave the lid open.
so I can see her. So you see Sheila's little arm, the counting down, four,
yeah,
three,
I see her,
two.
Yeah, and I see her drowning.
In the washer?
Violently, let's
yeah,
add.
In the washer, yeah, because they had like the little middle thing that would...
Yeah, I forget the name. I forget what that's called.
It's called an agitator.
Oh, well, yeah, leave yeah. it to the... Yeah, thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
Boomer.
Yeah.
My washer doesn't have one of those, so I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't find anything like that in our washing machines here, mm-hmm. that's for sure.
So, and that thing would, like, spin vigorously.
Right.
So, I'm sure...
So, you're there watching the whole time.
Yeah.
Panicking.
She was traumatized.
I was traumatized.
Wow.
And I think, did I cry? I think
yeah,
I cried.
Yeah, you did cry.
Yeah.
Snowflake.
Yeah. But Sheila looked really good after she was done.
She was all sparkly clean.
Yeah.
Back to
looked,
being white.
Yeah, like she brand looked brand new. Back to being peach.
Peach.
I wonder. What,
did
now,
she have different colored hair?
It was blonde.
It was brown.
Brown.
It was brown?
It was brown.
Did Sheila have little freckles too, right? I remember little spots in her face.
I don't remember freckles.
I don't remember
no?
freckles.
Then. Okay.
I think that goes with redheaded.
That's just me.
Cabbage patch.
That's just me projecting, wishing she had freckles, so I wouldn't feel so alone.
Because you have freckles.
I have freckles.
Would you like to know how you got the Cabbage Patch?
Oh, yeah. Colored.
Oh, yeah. How,
peach.
How did I get Cabbage Patch?
No, he's powder.
Patch?
No, I'm the white. Oh, yeah, I'm like powder. The white powder, crayon. Yeah.
How did I get Cabbage Patch, Sheila?
So the first year the Cabbage Patch came out, they sold out. There's no way you could get one. There was no way. So your mom was always entering these contests. You fill your name on a 3x5 card, put it in an envelope, and mail it in. Well, we won the second year for Christmas. We won a Cabbage Patch doll.
Nice. Wow.
That's how you got it.
That's really cool.
That is right cool.
But she was always entering these contests, always getting stuff. But you had to fill out a 3x5 card, stick it in an envelope, and mail it.
Yeah. And how much were stamps back in this time?
Oh, back in the day, somewhere between 5 and 10 cents.
Dang.
Wow.
How much are they now?
They're like 40 something.
50 something. They're in the 50s.
Yeah, they're in the 50s now. Yeah,
dang.
Gosh. Crazy. I thought they were like 48
the last
time. Oh,
that's why y'all don't use stamps, right?
I
no,
would
I
when
use
I would.
Computer.
No. I use stamps. I use stamps for a bit, yeah, but I think they were the last time I bought stamps, they were like maybe 48 cents.
Yeah, 40
no,
cents.
Yeah. Because you buy a book of 10 for 5.20. To the 52 cents.
Okay, damn.
Wow.
That's
wild. I just
ran
in the other day. Yeah.
You know, that actually reminds me of the 3x5 card thing. Wasn't just for what you're explaining with those giveaways, or I guess it is related because it would be like on TV. Remember they'd have those sweepstakes?
Yeah,
and you'd like send in like a 3x5 index card?
Yeah. We got a lot of cool stuff. We got the Pac-Man game that way too.
Pac-Man game?
We had a Pac-Man game?
Yeah, they hid it from you, remember?
Holding out.
That was playing all the time.
He's playing all the time.
He wouldn't
you
share.
Were asleep.
Wait, Pac-Man game.
It was a little tabletop Pac-Man.
Oh, that's right. It was. It ran on batteries?
Yeah.
Dang, I do remember that.
D or C?
D, I think. Probably D cell. C cell.
Yeah, like two C.
My memory is really bad, but I remember. I know what you're talking about. It was the small version of the arcade game. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another free thing.
Really? Dang. I only remember the RC game that we would put on the wall.
Talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'll explain this one.
You're better at that one.
Was it a Christmas gift, I believe?
It was a Christmas gift.
It was a Christmas gift. Okay, this is so cool. So this was like the technology of the era. So it was this little handheld video game, and it had a built-in projector. And so basically it was this racing game where it was all LED. So you moved your race car into left, center, right lane, and you would race around the other cars, and it had sound effects, and it was really cool. And you could project it onto your ceiling or your wall. And of course, I would be playing this like late at night. And
when you were supposed to be sleeping.
Yes, supposed to be sleeping. Instead, we're playing race games. And this was when me and Bubbles shared a room together. So to prevent from too much light shining and getting busted, I would put it real close to the wall. And I'd be like there on my bed, and I'd just be playing, mute it, turn the music off, and just be like there, and just like playing this game for I don't know how long before that door gets kicked in. I said, you just see a belt swinging. Oh no!
Yeah,
and we ran away. He did it.
I throw it over to Bubbles real quick. She had it.
Yeah, your mom would hear a pin drop a mile away. She had that supersonic hearing.
She sure did.
That's
good times.
That's when she knew, like, we were quiet and, like, we were up to no good.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
So whatever happened, I want to take a step back. Whatever happened with Sheila? What, like, did you end up getting rid of her or
I think
lost
she's still
her?
In the shed, or did you take her?
I don't have her.
I think she's in the shed. She's
Sheila's still,
up,
she's right? All dirty. She needs she needs to take another spin in that washer.
Yeah.
She's for sale.
But nowadays, like, the Cabbage Patch dolls aren't what they what they were then. They're like smaller, I think.
Because Sheila was like a water baby. Like, the head was real heavy, right? The body was all soft, but the head was plastic or something. Mm.
I think I would hit you with it.
Yeah. You sure would. You also stuck a lollipop in my childhood toy. So basically, I think I was 3 years old for Christmas from my grandma and my grandpa. They gave me this really cool teddy bear, and it was big. It was, if I had to guess, I'd say like maybe 24 to 30 inches tall. It was a pretty big stuffed bear, and it was cool.
Almost as big as you.
Yeah, yeah. He was huge, and he has this little red bow tie on, and he has short fur, and then on his paws and his feet, you know, he has like a lighter color tan on him. Really cute bear, and I didn't know what to name him, and so my grandfather's name is Fred, so I ended up calling him Fred Bear. And Fred Bear
we were through thick and thin, man. Me and Fred Bear got into all sorts of fun times and trouble together. And there was one time when I upset Bubbles, and out of immature anger and frustration, she takes her dum-dum lollipop and shoves it in Fred Bear's head, to which it immediately fuses to the fur and could not be removed. So I'm freaking out.
I think it was a Tootsie Pop, because the hole that you had to cut out is pretty bigger than a it's a pretty dum-dum.
Big. You had to cut it out?
Yeah, so they couldn't be removed, and so it permanently scarred Fred Bear and me. We were mutually scarred for life at that point. They scissor cut very close to the fur, so he has a dent now in his head. And the cool thing is that Fred Bear was actually given to my nephew, and he still has him to this day. Like, and he's older, but Fred Bear's still around, just like Sheila. Except Fred Bear's loved and maintained, unlike Sheila.
Unlike Sheila.
Who's neglected face down in some shed somewhere. Wow.
I think Fred Bear's in the closet corner.
That's better than shed.
He's been in timeout for I don't know how many years.
Would Sheila be worth any money now?
I doubt it.
Probably from the 80s, if she was in a box, probably.
Okay.
But right. Not
now in a
yeah,
box.
Yeah, she's
in a
probably
shed.
I'm sure the silverfish got to her and ate her face or something.
Silverfish. Yeah, probably. I would time has not been kind. You don't know what a silverfish is?
No.
It's like
should
a
I?
Yeah.
They eat books.
Silverfish are like little. Yeah. They're little. They're silverish white bugs. They're only about maybe half an inch long, mm-hmm. and they have little long antenna and then little feet. And they don't bite or sting or anything, but they'll eat like shit. They'll eat books.
Yeah,
books.
Like usually when you have stuff packed away,
right?
You usually find them like in the boxes, especially with books, paper,
right. Paper
stuff
products
like that. Yeah.
Plastics, I see. So they would eat Sheila?
No, I'm saying if I was to get Sheila from Dad's shed.
Covered, infested with silverfish.
Yeah. She wouldn't have a face anymore because the silverfish would eat it.
It's probably still dirty. Didn't wash the rest of them.
If Sheila had a voice, you would open the shed door and you just look at her silverfish eating face and she would just be like, "You're too late."
That's sad. Why would you even say that?
I mean, I'm just painting a picture for you.
Oh my goodness. Gosh.
Your neglect has effects on other childhood toys.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Actually, now I want to get her out and see what she looks like.
We're going to do a follow-up.
You've piqued my interest.
Yeah. Post a picture.
What about you, PT or C? Any?
One cool toy that I can remember was those little like electronic where you have to keep like pets alive.
The Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis. Didn't they have a different version of it too? What was it called?
I'm sure they had different versions.
I remember Tamagotchi.
I think it was like a, what's it?
Like a My Pet.
Like a Nano Pet.
A
Giga Pet.
Giga Pet. Dang.
I think I had that one.
The digital.
Poor man's version would be a Pet Rock.
So
I also had a pet rock. It was a pet turtle.
What?
I did.
Wait, what?
So my uncle, because there was this one time where I had like a little rock collection, you know, and my uncle would go through it with me. But there was this one that it was, you know, oval, very smooth. And he's like, look, this one looks like it could be a turtle. And he starts drawing like a little like shell. And so I kept it. So it was like a turtle, but it was like a rock.
That's hilarious. What color was it?
It was gray.
Gray.
Yeah.
Did you name it?
I don't remember.
Okay. So you had a pet rock turtle.
Yeah.
Turtle rock.
Right.
And you had a Tamagotchi. What kind of, do you remember what the pet was on the Tamagotchi?
I don't. I feel like I had two. I had one. And then I think, I don't know. I don't know if I dropped it in like a sink or something because it got ruined. And then I think I ended up getting another one.
Do you remember in detail like how the Tamagotchi worked or the Gigapets, how they worked? Do you remember that? Could you explain it to like a Zoomer today? Like what exactly was it and how did it work? Or how did you win or how did you play it?
I mean, I could try to explain it to a Zoomer, but I don't know.
So it was like a digital animal, like it would be born.
Right.
And then you would have to
feed it, you would watch it grow,
play with it.
Yeah, it would like poop or whatever, yeah. And you know.
And then, like, if you neglected it, it would like
die. Yeah, it would die, and you had to start over. Yeah. But it's like you invested so much time in it.
Yeah.
Wait. So I wonder how many dead Tamagotchis like happened as a result of our generation, just the pure neglect that occurred on in mass when those were popular, just all these dead little Tamagotchis escaping them.
No, you probably had a bunch of parents that stepped up and tried to keep them alive.
Yeah.
I paid for this. It's not going to die.
Mine always died in high school because I would be like,
yeah.
I would play with it in like one class and then I would completely forget because I have to go to another class.
Because you have to feed it. And
when I would think about it, I would look at it and it died.
Yeah. Like, they were a lot of work. Yeah.
You're lucky we didn't do that.
Yeah, they were.
With you.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Damn. I guess I am lucky.
Yeah. It sucks when they die, you know, because you invested a lot of time in it. Now you have to, you know, you start from the beginning.
Yeah. If I remember right, I don't remember if it was Gigapets or Tamagotchis, but I remember one of them. I'm pretty sure this was the case, is they were almost like a mystery creature. Like, you didn't know what was going to hatch or what was going to, like, it, depending on how often you fed it, how, like, what actions you took would result in a different creature hatching or being born. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, it would evolve differently too. So you play it one way and you might get, you know, a little bird, and then you play it a different way and it might be like a different animal. I think I remember that correctly. Unless I'm thinking something up, which could be a new hit toy.
I think mine was always the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
I think Tamagotchis were the ones that were like random.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think I had Tamagotchis.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that name. Yeah. So I think mine was like
Gigapet.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, there were different ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was like
99.
We were already in middle school, high school.
Dude, I was making babies in 99.
Yeah, you're way.
I'm making twins.
Well, you're our group elder.
That's when I made the twins.
You're only superseded by our guest today.
So you said you graduated in what, 93?
93.
Dang, I was only 11.
Hardin' Indians. Hell yeah, Southside.
Oh, Dirty South.
Yeah. Better ask somebody.
So what kind of toys did you have?
Oh, shit.
You played with shit?
Yeah. Put it on the wall. No, I'm just saying.
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
Pet rocks.
That's white
like
people
me.
Shit right there.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Pet rock.
No, dead roaches.
A yeah. box.
Well, they weren't dead. They were alive. They were our friends.
You played with the live ones.
Had a lot of little leash. Had a lot of roach roommates growing up. I mean, I had a lot. Like, I remember I was telling Bubbles about. When we were in elementary, we used to play marbles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the big shooter.
Yeah.
Did you have any of the metal ones?
Yeah.
They're just all glass.
Just destroy the... Yeah. You had to hit it like 20 times. Someone had to keep hitting
it. Right, it's all heavy.
The marble would crack. They wouldn't even be...
For money?
It's all chipped.
Y'all played for money?
No, you played for marbles.
Oh. Mm-hmm. No money?
I don't gamble. I'm on probation.
Didn't they have like different... like versions of marble, right? Because like, you have like your standard that had the little wavy thing in them.
Yeah, and then you had like the tiger eye ones. You had all the whole bunch.
Like cool ones.
Yeah.
Or like a mirror black
ones. Yeah, and you had jumbos and you had small ones and you had little tiny ones. But yeah, that's the first one. But mainly like first that I can recall was like the He-Man toys.
He-Man.
Yeah, and we had like the Skeletor and we had the castle and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was like probably like in elementary. And then like I remember fifth grade, sixth grade. My best friend at the time, his name was Rudy, and he had a lot of G.I. Joes, and like I would go spend the night at his house, and like in the front yard, they had like all this, like we would play in the yard, but they didn't have grass. They had like all these little trees.
Oh, okay.
So we'd do like battlefields and we'd like put up all this stuff. Yeah.
Were they, what size?
No, the small G.I. Joes.
The small ones.
Yeah,
okay, the ones he had the big ones.
Yeah, the ones in the 80s. He's probably like had the original ones, like the big ones, like the
huge 16 inch.
12.
12 inch.
12 inch. You know. 12 inches, yeah.
12 inches.
Yeah. No, I had the small ones.
12 inches of what?
He's got the small one. I got the 12 inches. Yeah. What are we talking?
Excuse me. I knew that exactly where it was going as soon as he said.
As soon as 12 inches came out.
Yeah, I was like, here we go.
Fucking Mandingo.
Yeah. My head popped up real quick.
Yeah.
Shit.
You're starting to doze off. I'm awake.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the G.I. Joes and then like Transformers, all those.
Hell yeah. Okay, so real quick, was He-Man, was the show on at that time?
Yes. Or, okay. Like in the 80s. Yeah. Like 83, 84, 85. Yeah.
So you were watching it and you had the toys and everything. Yeah,
playing with it. And then the badass commercials, dude.
Yeah, because I remember we watched He-Man. It was on when, you know, Saturday mornings and stuff growing up. But I knew it was an older show.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's legit.
And then like the G.I. Joes, like they had that cartoon too. And then they had the movie. Right. And then the Transformers. Dude, we had all that shit. What else did we have?
Do you remember we were watching that Netflix show?
Netflix, all the toys,
It was so cool because
With the toys.
Showing about how the Transformers, like, you know, I didn't know anything about over in Japan or any of that history about it. That was wild.
Yeah, they ripped all that shit. They bought the company. They just changed the name,
put it in English.
Yeah. Like I got a friend, Roman, he still collects. I showed you his page.
Yeah, dude.
He's got all those G.I. Joe's Transformers. He's got like a whole garage full of shit.
Crazy, man. All that stuff's worth money.
Oh yeah.
And like you didn't think, like, I mean, as kids you didn't think about it. I do have some of the original Ninja Turtles still in their packaging.
What?
But I looked them up and they're not worth that much.
There's a lot of stuff.
That's what sucks.
Yeah, people think they're worth money just because they're old, but some stuff is.
Some stuff's hit or miss, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's all I remember. It's just like the G.I. Joes mainly.
The figurines.
Yeah. We had all like the little Jeeps and then the planes. And like my friend Roman also collects a G.I. Joe, like the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
He has a Jets and he has all that stuff. Yeah,
it came out with all the different.
Yeah, I wish I would have saved all my shit, man. I so did.
Heck yeah.
That's what I remember.
I think the only little figurines, because I mean, we had like the G.I. Joes and all that too, but I remember that sticks out in my mind were. Some of my favorites were Gumby and Pokey. Remember? I had the little Gumby. It was like a little 4-inch Gumby and Pokey. You know, he was all orange. And I remember playing with Gumby and Pokey a lot. And there was one year we went for Halloween. I was dressed up in a Gumby costume. And Bubbles was Starbright or...
Yeah, she was some...
Was that what it was? Starbright?
My Little Pony.
We have that picture.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Darky ass.
What was that? What was that at like a daycare or what?
No.
Yeah.
Let me ask old man. What was it for a daycare or a costume contest?
Yeah, that or a church of somewhere when we were in Galveston.
It's a whole bunch of fucking kids and they're all sitting there.
We were at a church or some kind of a school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh damn. Yeah, we have that picture. You haven't seen?
Yeah, I have. That's what like sticks in my head. So I remember Gumby because we watched the show. You know, the little claymation show a lot. And I remember having the little figurines and always playing with them.
I think she has her mask on and you don't, or you have your mask on and she doesn't in the picture.
No, we both have our masks
on. Oh, y'all both have them on? Uh-huh. Okay, that's right.
And then Eddie Murphy would come out and do his Gumby skin. I'm Gumby, damn it.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he'll get banned this
I remember this watching the cartoon show and he would be like sliding, gliding. Instead of walking, he'd be gliding.
Had that one foot kicked out.
Yeah.
Good stuff. That was like, if you think about it nowadays, they have those shoes with the built-in roller skate into it. Oh, so that's Gumby. Those are Gumby shoes from now on.
Mm,
hey, get back here, Gumby.
My birthday.
You got
a pair of Gumby shoes.
Sure thing.
You know what I still have?
Hmm.
Barbie magazines, like comics.
Oh, really?
Comics.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have them?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And my holiday Barbies.
With all the Barbie stuff going on right now, those might actually be something you should unload if you're not.
I remember I looked up the magazines and they're not worth crap right now.
Oh,
what about your Barbies? Yeah. I don't know. I gotta look at my Barbies and see if they're anything.
Because sometimes, like, I feel like when something hypes up, like the value of things go up.
Right.
And so if you're gonna sell it, like that's the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember? Okay, so Bubbles had this. 3-story Barbie house thing, and this is so the way it worked is it had an elevator, so each level of the Barbie house, and it was huge, and it could fit the full-size Barbie and Ken dolls and everything in there. And I remember that on one side it had this little rip cord, and it would stop, and so you would put the Barbies into the elevator and then you would pull it and it would go to the second floor and then it would go to the third floor.
Yeah.
And I would load her Barbie house elevator with all my toys like Ninja Turtles and G.I. Joes and stuff. And I would pack them in there and then I'd be like, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1. And I would just pull this cord so hard that the elevator would fly through the roof thing and like just like launch into the air. And Bubbles would get so pissed. He's like, get away. Stop playing with my stuff.
I know. You're going to break it. You would get off track.
Yep. I mean, that's what little brothers do.
And guess who had to fix it?
But you know what? Going back to the Barbie comics, you know where I got those? Or mom and dad will buy them? Kmart.
Oh, Kmart.
Oh, hell yeah. The fucking burritos.
This guy with the Kmart food again, man. The first episode, he brought it up. And then right again, I knew he was going to bring it up.
Max heard the episode and he was like, dude, I remember those. But they were chimichangas, not burritos. I'm like, you stupid ass. You're in California, dude. Or Juarez, where the fuck you are.
That ain't that real Mexican stuff.
Yeah, we're in the fucking south side of San Antonio. They're burritos, not fucking chimichangas.
Yeah, we never. Hey, you never bought us Kmart food. What's up with that?
Damn, dude. Strawberry shortcakes, nothing. Tight ass.
I got my first bowling ball at Kmart.
Yeah, they sold everything.
They sold everything at Kmart. They sold everything. Right. Clothes, everything,
records.
Dude.
They sold
everything. Yeah, they had records. They had sporting goods, clothes. Yeah.
They drilled the ball.
They drilled it there at the Kmart?
Yes. Wow. That's wild.
Which ball is it?
The red, white, and blue, the American Beauty Ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one you bowl with?
Yeah.
That ugly. Fucking God. That ball's so ugly, dude.
When I had to have a re-drill because my hands wouldn't fit in it.
Yeah. That's plastic or rubber?
Because you got swollen.
Plastic ball. Yeah.
I'm sure the core in that, in that ball is all like dried out.
It's full of silverfish.
Yeah, I forgot they did have bowling. They had all kinds of stuff at Kmart. Yeah, they had all kinds.
I remember we would go with mom to – around the holidays, we would go with mom to Kmart and some of the other stores, and, like, she would pay off the layaway or pick like, after paying off layaway stuff.
Our toys.
Yeah. layaway was cool because, I mean – if you used it right? Like,
you still have
to be disciplined, but I don't think – now they just do the buy now, pay later stuff.
Yeah. Well, Walmart – started doing layaways, but I heard they were going to stop or something. But they do it like in some states.
I thought
they
already stopped.
Did they stop?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And layaway. Yeah. Kmart. Yeah. Never had the Kmart food.
Stuff on layaway.
Hey, and you remember Popples?
I remember Popples.
Those things were difficult to put into a little ball.
So. Yeah, describe Popples for.
I don't remember Popples. What that
is. You don't know. You don't remember Popples?
No, I was popping ass at that time.
Not quite the same as what we're talking about. Yeah.
He would like you would like fold him in, and he would be like a little ball, and then you would unfold him, and
it's
he would be
animal.
Like a little. I don't know what he was.
Yeah, so it's.
But he had like a long tail with a little fuzzy ball at the end.
Right.
And then, but I can't remember like what kind of animal he was.
So think of like a teddy bear, like a Care Bear kind of looking thing. And it had a little flap on the back. Yeah, so it would fold into itself. Okay. Yeah. So it'd be compact, like a, think of like a kangaroo pouch on its back.
Right.
And then it had a long tail, so a long skinny tail. And then like what Bubbles was saying, like a little furry, fuzzy ball on the tail.
Like late 90s?
And
mid-90s. Yeah, my sisters. I think my sisters had some of those.
Yeah, and
no,
so the nose.
Was like early 90s, late
80s. Oh, it was? We were little.
We were grandpa and grandpas.
Yeah, so the nose was this clear, hard plastic. Think of like a snow globe.
Yeah.
And
that
inside,
I probably hit you with.
Yeah. And the inside, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. So the inside, it had like some little cool thing to it. So I remember mine was a popcorn, like a movie popcorn. Thing
for
in its
a nose.
Yeah, but it had kernels. little popcorn kernels inside. And what you would do is you'd squeeze its tummy and air would blow into the nose and all the popcorn stuff would fly around.
Right.
Well, yeah. They were cool. Popples were legit. And I remember being so scared one night because I had this dream that this guy was chasing me. I mean, I'm like a little kid. This guy was chasing me and he caught me in this like alleyway and he's like pinning me against the wall and he takes this knife. And he just starts stabbing me in the chest with it.
What?
And I'm like freaking out. And so,
nope, you're pulling never up a seen picture that in my it. Life.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
I don't remember them.
He had an orange and a white one.
Wait, but the nose on that one doesn't have the thing.
Well, I thought they were in the stomach, too.
Huh.
But I know
maybe
that
I'm remembering
you had
it wrong.
They're a white and an orange popple.
Yeah, but I remember that it had something with the nose. Yeah. Anyway.
Mandela effect.
So how many times did you get stabbed?
No, so I'm just getting stabbed once. What? Yeah, I'm getting stabbed like slowly and I'm like freaking out and I wake up. And so what had happened in real life is my popples was pinned between the wall and my chest. And so I was pressing up against it. So the hard like shell nose thing was like pressing me in the chest. Yeah. And so it was making me think I was, that's what my dream was.
I thought you were going to say that he took you in the alley and he was going to take you to the Chuck E. Cheese room.
Yeah, it's the diddle room.
To the diddle room. Sing a song to you.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and I want to clarify, the diddle room was behind Pasquale, not he's the Italian, he's the drummer.
We should probably rename it. Okay, look, we should probably rename it to make out room, because diddle room is something completely different.
Well, I'm sure
to,
they diddle, they got
well
diddle.
Diddling did happen over there, but oh my
gosh. Wow. All right. Well,
yeah, I mean, it is,
it is what
it
is. Okay. I mean, fair enough.
Some people got diddled, some people diddled.
I call myself the Diddler. I even got my own comic book, Adventures of the Diddler.
Shit. Man, at least you weren't doing it in the freezer. You know how hard it is to get a hard on in the freezer?
Yeah. I'm like a diamond in a snowstorm out
but
here.
But yeah, but let's go back to
Popples. I don't even remember what color mine was.
There was a white one and an orange one. I think you had white and you had orange.
Yeah, and the white one had blue on its face or stomach, and the orange one had, I think, yellow.
Yellow or green, or, one of them, yeah. Something, yeah.
It was wild. Those Popples were legit.
Yeah, they were, I guess because we were, like, small, we couldn't, I had a hard time transforming him into a little ball.
Yeah. Yeah, because we didn't have the strength in our little feeble hands.
Yeah.
Feeble hands.
You know.
Okay, so you know what I was telling PT about this the other day that I was going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Was the game, like, in the 80s, Operation.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't have that game, but I loved playing that game.
No, but Operation in the 80s versus Operation now, totally
completely
different.
You don't remember? Yeah. It would actually like shock you.
Yeah, it was like, really? Wow. Yeah.
Oh, would, my gosh.
I would be so terrified to get the femur.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the new game is like some plastic POS with like, it just vibrates.
Right, yeah.
It makes a sound.
Yeah, it's a subtle vibrate.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
After wiring it to 120, of course you got shot.
Wow.
Okay, that explains a lot now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just turning the dial up, like you're going to torture somebody.
But yeah, but these are like, they look like they were like metal tweezers or
whatever.
Weren't
they blue? They were blue, right?
Metal on metal.
Yeah, it was metal on metal, and you're holding it.
Yeah. You get a shock yourself.
That's intense.
It was intense. I remember that thing would scare me. I hated playing it.
It's funny because it's a game that you like, It was addicting because it's challenging, but you didn't want to play it for fear of getting shocked. So it was like this bitter, like pulled between, I want to play, but I don't want to play, but I do want to play.
I think the easiest part to get would be like, I think it was it the wishbone? I think that was the easiest.
Butterflies in the stomach. I feel like that one's pretty big. The hole. But yeah, femur and... Yeah. No, wishbone was hard.
Was it hard?
Yeah, because wishbone was literally the shape of it was the gap on each side, and it was hard to get in
there.
Maybe the funny bone might have been easy to get.
Probably. Or the heart.
The heart. Yeah.
Hilarious.
But yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, man.
So you played that version with the shock.
Yeah, we had it.
Oh, wow. And you know what? Like, I remember playing it was at the house on Valley Pond. Playing it there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Traumatized.
Do you have any toys that you hated or did like the one you disliked?
Operation.
Well, that's what had me thinking about like that, like the bittersweetness of it. So any others that were like that you just didn't play with or you hated it or like damaged you or did anything? No, I have one, but I want to hear y'all.
No, I can't remember anything.
Okay. Well, let me share this because this man... I remember my stress level shot to 100 because I was, do you remember we would stay with grandma and grandpa and we would go to the HEB on Bandera and 410. This was when it was new, HEB Marketplace. It had just opened and we would go there and like, you know, grandparents, like they usually do, would spoil you, let you buy some candy or get a little toy. I remember grandpa let me buy a set of handcuffs and these handcuffs had a key and they were metal. And they were like really cool. And I was so shocked that like, man, grandpa let me buy these. This is awesome. So like a noob, I of course handcuffed myself and couldn't get them off. And I'm like freaking out because I can't find the key. I have these handcuffs on and they're on tight. And I'm just like shitting bricks, like freaking out. It was the most... scary thing ever.
Really?
Because they didn't have the safety latch release like they do now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they should have had it.
No, it didn't. It was the key only.
Are you talking about the pink furry ones?
Those were mine. Oh, those were
I didn't get those to weigh later.
So how did you get them off, or what happened?
I remember that my grandpa, like, he got the key and, like, got, but it was, it's just that that initial panic sets in.
Yeah, freaked you out.
And you're thinking, like, I'm going to grow up and these are going to, like, be on me forever. And, like, you know, they're going to have to cut off my hand to get them off. Like, just the panic set in, like, that initial, everything's fun and, like, everything's cool until it's not.
So just imagine being a handcuff to a fucking bedpost, dude, and she walks out and leaves you in there like
that. Dang, yeah.
Passes out in the living room.
And then you, it's a...
That's
it's
some shit right there.
Don't look at me.
No, it's like, no, it's back like in that. The day, back when I was a...
Everybody turns to look at them.
Back when I was a free agent.
That reminds me of that scene in that movie Euro Trip when he has the safe word and it's like
Gotta have a safe word.
Or did you ever like trade toys with other kids?
Oh, you know what? Not it's not a toy, but a game. Uno. I fucking hate that game.
Why? Dude, we were just gonna play it tonight after this.
Dude, that was the only game that that was the only game my dad ever bought us. A fucking Uno game, dude.
What didn't you like about Uno?
We played all the fucking time.
So you got tired of it.
So now you're just tired of it.
Yeah, my dad would make up his own rules.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he would just like say he would just make up crazy shit. Me and my brother. Yeah, but yeah, that's why I hate that. I mean, because
you just played it all the time.
All the time, dude. It's like. Can't buy as a board game, fucking Operation, something.
Candyland, something. Yeah, something.
Monopoly.
Trouble. Oh,
and Monopoly will end relationships.
Yeah, no, we didn't play that
start
game.
Start fist fights.
Yeah.
There's certain games that you just don't play. Monopoly, Risk.
Oh, Risk is a shit.
Like, I mean, you play them, but only, like, if you have to understand the conditions that there might be a fist fight involved at some point in this. Like,
we, as kids, we'd play Monopoly. And you're talking like we're 8, 10 years old, and we'd play it all summer long.
Monopoly?
Monopoly. We would play it all summer. And then after we got married, I played it with my wife one time. Smoked her ass.
Yeah,
made her never play it. She would never play it again.
Way to go. Smoked her. Way to go. Yeah. Winning is really winning.
Oh, yeah.
I owned all the property.
But then.
You have
then,
a story like that.
Yeah. But then I played you at Risk and I beat you.
Dang.
You were lucky I had an off day.
Damn.
Cheater.
And that took us, what, a couple days to finish?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Wow, a couple days.
To play that. Is it get drunk?
Me and the guys, when we were like, you know, early years of college, we would get together, like everyone would be drinking and we'd bust out Risk and we would play like over a weekend.
Yeah, but I can't remember like actual toy that I hated.
You know, I guess hate is a strong, it's a wrong word.
Or didn't like.
Yeah.
Didn't like playing with or.
No, I hated Operation.
Just sticking to that. So do you remember. These were, I don't know that they could make these toys now because of the regulations that are probably in effect, but the oven-based toys, like, for example, creepy crawlers.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're literally burning lead and, like, you're plugging this into the electrical outlet. And you're like, what's that smell of ozone and lead and who knows what other chemicals are burning in the house that you're breathing in? And then there was the cooking one where it came with a little...
Oh, the Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah, but it was a pizza version. And I remember it came with these little packets of probably highly processed chemicals again. And you mixed it with water and then you put it in the little mold and it would bake a pizza thing. Like, yeah.
I remember that.
And we'd eat it. We ate that. That's what's going to kill us.
I think you can still bake stuff.
Can you?
The Easy Bake, yeah. Because I remember the little one, I got one for her for Christmas or her birthday years ago when she was smaller.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know.
But is it different than what we had?
It's different. Like the food tastes or the brownies, cookies taste a lot better than it did then.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pretty sure
it's a
like
big difference.
Pretty sure if you opened a pack from the 80s or 90s of Easy Bake food, it would be the exact same.
Moon
like,
food.
Yeah. They're going to find it like digging it up and, you know, thousands of years from now. What is this?
You touch and like disintegrates.
It's got silverfish in it.
Yeah. Damn it, they got to it.
Poor Sheila.
Poor Sheila.
We need to make that the, I need to Photoshop that as the image for this episode.
Poor Sheila.
Just a cabbage
half
patch
an eye.
Doll.
Yeah.
Half an eye.
She has half no face, nose. But a full head of hair. Just missing the face.
Wow. All right. Check this one out. this was the coolest summer toy, but it came at a high price, which was damage to your back and spinal realignment. It was a Super Soaker 2000, whatever. And this thing had a tank on your back, a backpack, literally that held 2 gallons of water.
Fucking geek.
Dude, you're such a geek, dude. You'd sit there and you would pump it for a long time. You just be sitting there pumping. How? Like this.
Damn. I've seen that before.
Yeah. You use both hands too, and then you really get into it. Wait a minute. What are
we? Wait, wrong motion.
hang on. No, like this.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that.
And it had a, instead of like a trigger to pull, it was like a handle that pulled back.
It would launch
a shit ton of water.
It would push you across the room.
Yeah, it was badass.
Or yard.
Yeah, but we would use that to get rid of the caterpillars in the tree.
we had a pecan tree, and there would be these caterpillar like webworm things that would blast them. They were high up there. Yeah. That Super Soaker would get him.
Oh my god.
That was a cool toy.
You know, you were talking about the G.I. Joes. Think of the movie Turbo Man, the most popular toy there is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get them. So it's 1964, and it's the first year of the G.I. Joe doll. Yeah.
Dang.
The big ass
first year.
And my brother and me got the G.I. Joe dolls for Christmas.
Same ones or different ones?
He got a sailor and I got the army guy.
Nice.
And the box it came in was just barely a little bit bigger than the doll. But so you turn it inside out and you use it for like his bed.
Okay.
Yeah. And he came with the rifle and the rifle had a bayonet on it.
Dang. Metal? So,
no, it was plastic.
Oh, okay. That would have been crazy.
And I was asleep that night and I felt this hairy arm reach from under the bed and grab my leg.
What?
And I grabbed that G.I. Joe.
No way.
Yes.
What?
And I grabbed the G.I. Joe rifle and I stabbed it and broke the bayonet.
Your brother was there crying the next morning?
Oh, he's on the other side of the room. The room was weird. You walk into it and there was like a bed on the left and a bed on the right. And, I don't know. There was some.
Something reached
that
for
helped,
you.
That house scared the crap out of me.
What?
We had
witches How old
in the
were
basement
you?
And stuff. I was 8.
When this stabbing occurred.
Yes.
What?
So in the morning when you woke up and saw the toy, it was like the bayonet was broken?
Yes.
And missing?
No, it was broken. It was on the floor. It was broken.
And it never came back for you?
No.
Whatever you stabbed?
Yeah.
He was, took care of it. You learned his lesson.
Mess with me.
He's got a G.I. Joe doll. You say hairy arm, like... Creature hairy,
yes,
or like your neighbor, or like your neighbor that's hairy arm
hiding under your bed.
No, we're talking like Chupacabra hairy.
What?
You mean Sasquatch hairy?
Satchmo. Wow.
What the hell?
Do you remember? And I can't remember. I think we had a pair moon shoes.
We had moon shoes,
but they were like bounce shoes. Right.
Yeah, but
you would put them on.
They didn't really
bounce them,
dude. In the commercial, they make it seem like you're gonna be airborne for like a second and a half.
Yeah,
and you get them, and
then we had
moon shoes.
We didn't. We never had moon shoes.
No. Or maybe I used them at my friend's house. Maybe
I remember wanting moon shoes, but we never had a pair.
Oh,
we definitely
moon shoes are.
We definitely would have broke bones if we had moon shoes.
Let me see. Or the pogo sticks.
We never had a pogo stick either. We never had any cool toys.
Pogs. What about the midget?
Yes, Pogs.
I played with those.
How many did you have?
Not that many.
Were you were you competitive with your Pog playing?
No.
Dude, I was brutal.
Probably why I didn't have a lot.
Did you? I was gonna say, you just kept losing them to people like me.
Yeah.
So how many did you have?
I'm not sure.
What was your favorite? Like, do you have a Pog that stands out to you?
No.
Dang, I have some that stick out to me. What about
Do you still have some now?
No, I think we sold them at a garage sale because they were no longer popular. I would not be surprised if Pogs make a comeback some point like in the near future.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a...
I don't think so.
I could see Pogs coming back. What kind of slammer did you have? Plastic or metal or...
Plastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you definitely weren't winning Pogs. If you didn't have that solid copper... slammer.
Didn't yours have spikes on it or something?
Yeah,
or
I had one that was apart? Yes. imagine like a, you know what a
it would break vest? The other ones.
Your punk rocker hat vest?
No.
With your green hair?
What? Your chaps?
Yeah, chaps with spikes.
No. It was in the shape of a circular saw, yeah, saw blade. Remember, yeah. And it had spikes on, curved spikes on it. And I would slam it. Bam. Give me all your pogs and your lunch money.
I remember the magic eight ball. Did y'all have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was cool. I don't think I had one, but I think I played with
it. Yeah,
those.
I remember that. Yeah. You'd ask it.
Does Mary love me?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
It would be maybe.
Definitely wake up, not. Asshole.
Yeah. I remember that. Also remember the that one where you would, it was a viewfinder. Remember you'd see the little movies?
Oh yeah.
What was it called?
Oh yeah, you would like click it down.
Oh.
Yeah, the Viewmaster.
Viewmaster.
You put the little things in.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was always what, Sesame Street? The Sesame Street
They
one?
Had all different kinds.
All kinds, yeah. I remember that.
We had a Ouija board when we got married.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I don't miss what that shit.
Oh, yeah. A real one?
A real one, legit.
Dude, y'all are crazy.
No, dude, fuck that.
Yeah.
We're good.
Why'd you have that? Who had it, you or mom?
We brought it together.
Dang, y'all are weird. Y'all are crazy.
And then we did the automatic writing stuff, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Mom would be into that, too.
Tell us about that. How did that all start?
Your mom read this book about automatic writing, so we would practice it. I know we did it when we were overseas, too. You put like a pencil or a pen in your hand. You're not holding it. It's just resting there. And you're talking to your aide and your guide, and it starts writing. You ask questions, and it'll start answering them.
That sounds really creepy.
So we got to take a step back because I remember.
I still have the book.
Yeah. Mom told me that she's in this bookstore, and out of her peripheral vision, she sees this book move.
Favis
what?
Is here.
It moves like out. So, of course, she looks at it like, what the heck? She grabs this book. Thavis is here. Thavis is here is the name of the book. And it teaches about this automatic writing and how you basically are getting in touch with your spirit guide your guardian angel, right. Whatever it may be. And you're holding this pen or pencil in a way, and it writes. But mom described it as like you kind of knew what it was going to say or write out before it actually did.
No.
That's what she told me.
No.
And she tested
automatically
it.
Automatically just does it. Oh, she did it in front of you? Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is like she would get a almost like a in her mind what the answer was.
It's like subconscious.
Right.
Yeah,
and then it would write out what she had already known.
I never had that experience, but you kind of get the gist as it's writing what direction it's going in, but I never knew in advance what it was going to write.
Yeah, because they tried to debunk that one time. Yeah,
did they?
Yeah, they were saying about that, like it's your subconscious, like you ask a question.
Well, she tested it out. Yeah. She asked,
I don't know, dude. That's those.
Yeah, she told me that she had asked about the names if her cousins were going to have kids and what the names would be, and she said that it was years and years and years later,
and she
was right. Yeah,
yeah. No,
it was crazy.
She was intuitive, but she never like.
No, I know she was. Yeah, I felt that because I could feel energies when I first met your mom. I was like,
yeah,
she was like a strong energy one.
What's crazy about that Thavis is Here book is that one of my exes, she was interested, and I remember her asking mom about it. So mom was telling her about the book and everything, and she ended up getting a copy of it. I think mom bought it for her, and that she got into it, and then one day she showed up. We were already broken up, and she shows up at the house like visually like disturbed, like crying or emotional or something. And I'm like, what the heck? And she's like, I need to talk to your mom. And it was about that book and that automatic writing stuff. I never knew what happened. Like my mom never told me. So I don't know what went down, but I was like, what the heck?
Yeah,
get that book out of my house.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something you'd want to get into.
But anyway, Thavis is here, Amazon.com. You can get a copy.
Get behind me, Satan.
Okay, so this toy, I know it's still around, but it's not as big as it was like in the early 90s, but Trolls.
Trolls, we had
those
Trolls.
Were creepy.
I never had Trolls. They creeped me out.
Yeah, my cousins had those.
They had Trolls back in the 60s.
Really?
I'm sure they were creepy.
No, not those kind of Trolls, dude.
Not the little...
Those
are the crazy hair.
They had green hair, they like always, his hair. Remember, he's a punk rocker. His mom.
They were always naked. I didn't. I don't trust
the new green hair.
No, I never had green hair, bro.
I know. Was it pink?
Oh, you had red hair.
No? I never had. Oh, we had Sun In. Sun In. Remember red, Sun In?
Sun In, yes.
Half
yes.
red, half green.
Oh, my gosh. I got copper red hair.
Yeah, but that was a toy back in the 60s that the chicks played with. The dudes didn't play with
the trolls.
Yeah.
What
would you? That was a chick toy.
Yeah, we never played with
trolls. I
remember
I had a lot of them. They were lined up. They would be lined up like on my dresser, on my windowsill. But yeah.
I remember that where I saw trolls most would be like stuff like where it's like a pencil topper.
Oh, yeah. Remember those?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you'd be riding in the wispy hairs all moving. Yeah.
Hair flying hair. Around. Yeah, my best friend Mita had a pink one and a green one for Nuke.
Shout out. Those are his favorite.
If we, like, yeah.
If he was on the podcast, what are your favorite trolls? My trolls.
My trolls.
And 30 years
yeah, my
later.
Trolls.
Hey, you remember my trolls? Yeah, I remember Fanuc. Yeah.
Yeah, we
30 years later is a movie now.
It's a cute movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really cute movie.
Oh, fuck that movie. Yeah. Oh, you got a fan over here.
Yeah, I liked it. Sorry. So.
No.
No shame.
It was cool.
Yeah, I had a lot of them. And I think I got them through the Scholastic Book Fair through Mom, I think.
That's where you used to get the little pencil toppers at.
Yeah.
You used to sell them, remember?
Book fairs.
Yeah. We got boxing gloves for one Christmas, man. And my brother and me, we'd put them on. And then we beat the crap out of our little brother.
What?
Oh, you wouldn't even like, you know,
we wouldn't even
fight
box
each other.
No,
yeah.
We'd beat the shit out of him. Oh, my
gosh, man. I used to beat the shit out of my little brother, too.
Then we also had like a punching bag, like a Fred Flintstone punching bag. You would punch it and it would come back.
Wow,
we had cool toys, man.
Yeah, y'all had all the cool, dangerous stuff. We can't have it anymore.
Mm-mm. Like the new version of Operation. That's what I played.
Got that lame,
so that's why I'm not traumatized by it.
That lame version. We need to bring the old stuff back.
Or like BB guns. We used to get BB guns, pellet guns. Yeah, that. You hardly see those.
That and the old the steel roller skates. You would strap your shoes on. And you'd be skating, you hit a rock, and it came over, man. You go flying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what I never liked is some of the commercials growing up would always show the kids having a blast, you know? And they're like, and they're having so much fun, and blah, blah, blah. And, like, everything looks cool. And then you get the actual toy, and the hype is so up here that you're just constantly
you're just
let
disappointed,
down.
Yeah.
100%. The one that really stuck out to me the most, do you remember there was this – it was a – I guess you could call it a board game, but it was called Crossfire.
Yeah.
And you had all these steel BBs and you put it in the little like gun thing you load and you trigger and you're pulling and you're trying to shoot your opponent's little spinny thing on the arena floor into their side and vice versa. Well, in the video, in the commercial, they're like playing with it. They're like, Crossfire, you get caught up in that Crossfire. And I'm like, oh, dude, that's awesome. I want that. And then you get it and you load it and it is... Like, you could not play this game at night or, like, in secret because it's literally, like, every time you pull the trigger and it's shooting these BBs out, it's like, ka-ta, 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 pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, just so loud. And it's not fun at all.
Hmm.
And they don't display any of this in the commercial. In the commercial, everything's good and it's silent. But in real life, it was the most annoying game ever. Crossfire.
Dude, I thought you were going to say the Hot Wheels. Remember they had those tracks?
Oh, yeah.
Those like ones they do that, they do the commercial like, ooh, it does that. Man, my dad got us one. I was so fucking pissed I broke it, dude. Then my dad
It would never make the loop.
Oh, because they would fly off?
Yeah, and the commercial was all badass, and then we got it, and I fucking kicked it. My dad was like, oh, man.
Yeah. And even if you assisted and you pushed it.
Still wouldn't do it. It would fall off the track.
Yeah, it would get enough momentum, and it would never stay on.
I thought that's what you were
going
to say.
Yeah.
Or it would start going up the loop, and then it gets to the top and fall
down.
Fall
straight down. Yeah.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah, that's what I hate. Yeah, the Hot Wheels one.
You're right. Those Hot Wheels tracks.
They made it all like badass. Like, do this. And
everything is like that. All the commercials.
Fuck you, man.
So, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win.
And they were like, they would do.
No one's going to win. No one's going to finish the race.
They had two racing.
Yes. No one's finishing this race.
Hey, Timmy, would you like to race? And no, fuck that.
Or you had the Hot Wheels that would change in the water.
Yeah. I had a car wash set. Uh-huh. Those were cool because. You could, they were all dirty. Like the paint on them was all grungy and dirty looking. And you'd run them through, I think it was cold water, or hot water, whichever one it was. And it would change the color on them. And I had this, it was a Lamborghini Countach and it was white and it would turn hot pink. And like they had some cool Hot Wheels back in the day.
Yeah. What about the Micro Machines?
Micro Machines were cool. Exactly. You'd always lose, I would always lose the little parts.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, we had micro machines.
Yeah. So I don't know if, because I don't drink Kool-Aid anymore, but remember we would order some stuff from the Kool-Aid?
Heck yeah, all the points.
Yeah, all the points and stuff. Yeah.
Did I don't y'all know drink Kool-Aid? Kool-Aid
still yeah, does we that. Drank Kool-Aid, but we, like I was telling, I don't know if I said it last time, we would go to the public pools, to Roosevelt Pool, and you would get in
oh,
with, the,
yeah, the point.
With the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Kool-Aid the packets. Packs, like two packs, you could go in free. Swimming.
But you didn't save the little points on the back?
No, dude, we couldn't afford stamps, bro.
No, no, no. The Kool-Aid.
No, I don't even remember that. We're just getting free in the summer.
Are you talking about like the box tops or something?
No, no, no. Okay, so
yeah,
the
they have
Kool-Aid.
Points on the
are
back.
They like that?
So the Kool-Aid packs, they're like the little sugar like packs, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And on the back of every single one, it would be worth like one or
so
two points.
So many points, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think there were like 2 points.
2 points each. And if you bought like a box of them, it'd be like 15 points because it's more.
Yeah.
And so you would basically drink the Kool-Aid. You'd clip all these. Your fingers get stained, of course, all different colors. And you would. We had this big ass bag, like a Ziploc bag, just full of Kool-Aid points, and we would save them up for months and months and months and months because we drank a lot of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, oh, we yeah. did. Yeah. Oh yeah, we did.
Thanks a lot, diabetes.
what was your like, favorite flavor? Grape.
That was like in our food group.
Purple drink. You know, I think it was a tie between the blue raspberry.
No,
and,
blue's tropical.
Oh
no, tropical's red. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was the blue. Tropical I think it was like blue raspberry or something. Purple Saurus Rex or something. And the, yeah, just fruit punch.
Mm-hmm. The fruit punch.
Or no, no, no. I'm sorry. The strawberry.
Orange,
strawberry kiwi.
Strawberry.
Yeah. They had good flavors.
Well, so what would you do with the
points? The points. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So, and I think there was like a catalog. Did y'all order the catalog? Or
I don't remember.
I don't remember, but I know that we had a paper catalog and we would go through it and.
I think they would have them at the store. Like there would be like a stand with like a catalog, like, and you could get it and it had all the stuff you could order.
Kind of like the HEB Buddy Bucks.
Right, right.
But I don't remember if y'all got anything.
We did. We got a skateboard.
We got a skateboard.
Oh, it was a Kool-Aid skateboard.
That big ass one.
Yeah, it had yellow wheels. It was badass. It was heavy.
Yeah.
It was red and it had yellow wheels.
That's right.
Yeah. So that skateboard cost a shit ton of points. And I remember, yeah,
points?
A lot. Like, okay, let's say each pack is 2 points. I think the skateboard was like 2,000.
Dude,
or
I don't remember
2,500
points.
Yeah,
points. No, there was a catalog. I just remember you. I don't even remember the points.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they were on the back of the package.
I just know we used to go swimming free. We'd save them up like all fucking year until the summer.
As your ticket.
Yeah, we'd go
in.
Swim every day. We walked to like Roosevelt Park to the pool there.
Nice.
Yeah, and go swimming.
Yeah, but it sucked because taking the points off your hands would get stained, whatever color the thing was.
Dude, yeah, the purple whole, fingers.
Yeah.
Purple and red.
Yeah,
and
yeah green
orange.
And all that, yeah.
You were diddling Barney.
Yeah, and they had cool stuff that you could get. Like the cheapy stuff was kind of lame.
Yeah.
You know, 10, 20, 50
yeah.
points. But once you got into the higher tier stuff, it was legit.
Because we also got other things except for... And not just the skateboard. I know we got other things.
Oh, yeah. We ordered a whole bunch
like
of...
Like a yo-yo?
I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a globe or something? Like a... I don't remember the... There was a whole bunch of cool stuff.
I don't remember. I remember the fucking Marlboro points. My dad used to get all kinds of shit. My dad and my mom, they would order all kinds. Matter of fact,
you get a lighter.
Yeah, my dad. When my mom was going through his stuff, like she gave me some of his like stuff, and he had like a Marlboro lighter.
Dude, I'll say this. Okay, look, don't smoke. Like it's not good for you. But they have some legit freebies, dude. Like I remember getting from Marlboro points,
the jackets.
No, it was Camel. It was Camel cigarettes, and I got a poker chip set.
Oh yeah.
And I got so many of them that I had like a huge stash of poker chips that were Camel. Cigarette
edition.
Where
are they at? What do we can play them?
I don't know. I think they're in his garage, or they're probably next to Sheila.
They're with Sheila.
Yeah,
you're gonna have her face on it.
They're protected from silverfish. It's
fine. No.
Yeah, there was good stuff in there.
Yeah, they had some
cool
stuff.
My dad used to order jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a jacket. He thought it was a fucking Marlboro man.
Like a boom box or something.
He did, man. It's crazy. Yeah, they had all kinds of stuff. Yeah, bags like the little ice
duffel bags and stuff.
Duffels and then the little like. Lunch bags.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had the big marble on top. My dad used to always take his lunch in that.
Do we get so many? So this is, I guess, to contrast that with nowadays, I feel like employers love giving swag, quote unquote swag. And the number one thing is the portable rolling ice chest lunch bag things.
Oh, you're talking about my work.
Yeah, I'm talking about your work, my work, everyone else's work. Yeah, it's like love giving those things out. Dude, we had at one point, I think we had five or six of those damn bags. Yeah. How many of these are you going to give out? Come on.
Or even growing up. Remember cereals actually had toys in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember some that came with a little spoon, a plastic spoon that would change, I guess, whenever you were eating with it, it would change colors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't it have if it was Trix, the handle was the rabbit head?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I think they came little characters or something. Yeah.
I remember those.
But I think they were more than that. Didn't some of them have cars and was a cassette tape in one of them, remember?
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
That
cassette tape. A lot of good stuff in them, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that now. Book or something.
They don't do none of that now, huh?
No, they don't.
That's why I was asking y'all that one episode about Happy Meals. Do they still do toys?
Yeah, they still do.
Yes, they do, but cereal boxes, no.
But with the Happy Meals, you have to get apple slices or yogurt or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait, what do you mean?
No, you can get fries, but they ask
you get fries, but they still get apples or yogurt.
Yeah, they added that.
I think they do that at Whataburger. I remember having an option.
Fruit chews.
For apple slices.
Apple slices.
They give you cancer in a box, and then they give you apple slices.
This will balance it out. Have some antioxidants.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, they're clearly not organic apples, so it's probably doing more damage than the fries. That's a false statement, but it's probably not helping.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the old Kool-Aid catalog. So for a Frisbee, it was 57 points.
Yeah, see, that's trash.
I don't remember the points.
We don't want that. We don't want that Frisbee.
Maybe they were taking the points at the pool.
They were getting all the free skateboards off of y'all.
Yeah, they're getting all the free shit. Yeah, right.
Sucker.
No wonder that pool lady.
Y'all.
Yeah, that pool lady was wearing a cool-ass fucking Kool-Aid shirt.
Kool-Aid jacket.
Bitch.
Dang.
Yeah, that might have been. Yeah, they might have been doing that, dude. Probably the points, and we're here probably just giving them away. Yeah,
dude, we were
fucking idiots.
We would drink Kool-Aid all the damn time.
And it was really free. To go swim.
No, it used to be a dollar. It used to be like a dollar to go in and swim at the public pools.
What?
Well, y'all had a pool here, so y'all didn't have to.
We lived across from the pool.
Yeah, we just walked to the pool.
Yeah, not as poor Southsiders. We used to walk. Roosevelt or to. Where's the other one?
You took the Patamobile? The Patamobile?
Yeah, or our bikes. We'd go on our bikes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Remember you had that little, yellow and red car, and you would give Davey runs?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone has that little red, yellow and red car.
Yeah, with the yellow roof.
Yeah.
The red.
Yeah, yeah. Little tykes or whatever.
Yeah.
Little Fisher or whatever it is.
Fisher
Price.
One.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't have none of the cool stuff.
It's the poor side of the table. You forgot?
Yeah, I know.
We need to do?
We didn't grow up Whiskey Tango.
Yeah, we need. Hey, we need to go ahead and have a poor episode, so that way y'all can do all the talking.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not.
Hey.
Come on now.
I mean, you're.
They're like, remember we had to eat rice and beans, and we're like, no, we had to eat Hamburger Helper.
Yeah, we had our version of poor too.
There were plenty of days we ate rice and beans, and I still love rice and beans to this day.
I can't eat rice.
I still love Hamburger Helper.
Oh, so I know she won't make Hamburger Helper. So I know mom was. You know how I knew mom was gonna pull a late night when dad cooks.
Yep,
Hamburger Helper.
All right, let's go
hamburger
down.
Hamburger Helper.
Let's go down the list.
Tuna Helper.
Tuna Helper. Hamburger Helper. Corn dogs, hot dogs, beanie weenies, and
mac and cheese, fish sticks,
spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Are we missing anything else? That's all the lazy ass.
Yeah.
And burnt eggs.
burnt eggs.
Yeah, don't blame me. You know what? PB&J would have been just fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Wow.
Is that good?
So I dare not to give my kids Hamburger Helper. I won't put them through.
Yeah, she won't make that.
At least
one. Was good. The lasagna one?
I don't make it.
Dude, I'm going to do a mix. I'm going to do a switcheroo on you and invite y'all over. And then... pull out some Hamburger Helper.
The cheeseburger one.
You're gonna end up ordering a pizza or
beef
something,
stroganoff.
Right?
Get ready.
She won't do shake and bake either because she said,
shake and bake.
Shit.
No, I won't do.
Why?
I won't do.
She won't do it.
What else didn't you like? You didn't like. You don't like fish, right?
I didn't like.
You don't like seafood.
I didn't like the sweet and sour chicken that she would make because that sweet and sour was in a jar. I don't know. It was kind of funky and had stuff in it.
Yeah. It had bell pepper, I think is what threw it off. Like, it had little chunks of bell pepper.
And pineapple or onions or something?
Definitely pineapple.
final toys. Anything else we're missing? I think we covered a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. Different toys, I like playing with clay.
Oh,
clay?
Yes.
Yeah, you know the you little jars.
Play-Doh. Oh, or like Play-Doh. The clay sticks?
Play-Doh.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Play-Doh.
You know, it tasted
what?
Salty,
is that, like,
right?
Poor stuff now, too, or what?
Yeah, it is. They don't know about
is
that
it?
Stuff.
Oh.
That's the shit we should get when we go get toys at the church.
Yeah. Oh, you would make it yourself.
Or my dad. Or my dad flour. Would tow a car and it would be in the back seat.
Elmer's glue and flour and some food dye.
And some salt.
Damn.
No, okay, Play-Doh. Yeah. What would you make with Play-Doh? Do you
all
remember?
All sorts of stuff.
And would you let it harden in the sun, or did you put it back in the container?
I put it back in the container.
To let it last longer?
Yeah.
Would you combine them?
Mix colors?
I used to make my brother mad and put them together.
You had all these lovely, yeah. vibrant yellow yeah. and green and blue and red.
Purple.
And now
yeah.
and now you have brown.
Yeah, just one big
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
And it's all brown.
Yeah.
Did you ever eat Play-Doh?
No.
Did you taste it?
No.
Liar.
Yeah, like I liars. Didn't.
I know I did. Hey.
Salty.
All right,
yeah.
hands up
salty.
At the table.
I think I licked it.
It's not the toy
yeah.
over here.
Yeah.
That's it?
No.
Salty.
Guilty.
Yeah,
salty.
Wow.
Salty chemical. Wow. Chemical.
They were rich, but they didn't have
that's
common
what I was
sense.
Saying. They had all this. They ate all this like good food and stuff, and they still ate.
Hey, it said non-toxic. So.
I'm gonna put that to the
that's
test.
True. It did say that.
Wow. Yeah, safe to eat. I guess when it was his turn to cook, he served y'all fucking Play-Doh. What do we eat today? Hot dog Play-Doh.
Yeah.
No, he would make a hot dog out of Play-Doh.
Yeah.
So similar to Play-Doh, I don't know if y'all ever did this. Remember like around Halloween time, they would have the Tootsie Rolls that were flavored. So they were like pink. Tootsie
yeah.
Roll, blue,
yeah.
yellow.
The orange.
They still
orange.
Have them.
Yeah. So I would get real creative and I would actually get the vanilla white Tootsie Rolls, and then I get some of the yellow banana flavored ones, and I would make like a little egg yolk and an egg like out of them, like kind of like Play-Doh. And I would get the brown one and the white, and I make like a little turkey leg. And I would like basically
what?
Make I would make food
fucking,
shapes out of all
weirdo.
The out of all He's the crazy Tootsie Rolls.
Wow.
Were you bored?
Yeah, I know.
Psychopath.
I mean,
that wasn't even the right consistency. Like it was hard to work with.
No, I know.
Hard.
I made
like,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made it pliable. I would like sit there and mold it into shapes and y'all
don't,
are you, what
don't,
the hell?
That's
y'all
the kind of stuff
about?
Jeffrey Dahmer would
yeah.
do.
Wait, don't
Did
tell
he kill
me.
Animals?
Don't tell me you ate it after.
Hell yeah.
Oh, gross.
After he's all playing with it.
Yeah, I know.
Probably picked his ass and then his nose.
Yeah.
And then made it.
They all taste like ass.
Daddy, this tastes like shit.
That's not vanilla or banana.
Daddy, this tastes like shit.
That's not peanuts.
You know, y'all are just talking about playing with Play-Doh. I talk about literally doing the same thing with a different material, and I'm the weirdo.
Yeah, basically.
What the fuck?
You I see, mean, those were designed to eat. The Play-Doh's designed to play.
Yeah. No, I tried like eating the Play-Doh. It didn't work. I ate the Tootsie Rolls.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Whatever makes you
hey,
feel better.
You remember going to, going back, I guess it's a toy or whatever, but Sweet Pea? Do you remember Sweet Pea?
Why you got to bring that up, man?
You remember Sweet Pea?
Yeah, I remember Sweet Pea. To this
What's
day.
Wrong with Sweet Pea?
Sweet Pea was a little sweet potato.
Sweet Pea was a sweet potato, and it was a little, jungle. Okay, it was about the size of a regular sweet potato, and it had a button that you could press, and it played music.
What?
It was
He full-blown lost his shit.
Where'd you get that at? Whiteyville? What was that?
Like a literal sweet potato?
What?
No, it was
like
a stuffed animal.
It was a stuffed
animal, but it was a sweet potato.
It must be good because you can't stop laughing.
Yeah. What happened? Why is it so funny?
He lost it at the store and he completely lost his shit.
How old was he? It was at Target.
How old was he? 15?
He's rolling on the ground crying. Sweet pea.
This was 2 weeks ago.
We left his ass at Target, man.
He was 17.
Somehow he found his way home.
Dude, I was a little kid. What's wrong with y'all?
So you had a stuffed animal, you lost it, and you cried.
Yeah.
I was,
I don't know, what was I, probably like 4 or 5
15?
Or something.
Probably like 5.
I was like 4 or 5. I was little.
You dropped it in the bushes and you jumped out the car?
No.
Is that what you were crying about last week?
Man, it's like...
Your mom just looked at you. You're rolling on the ground crying and screaming. She just looked and she turned around and walked away.
Man, it's almost like...
Fuck them kids.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you had a wound that was the stitch material that doesn't dissolve, and then someone just came over and just kind of like ripped it wide open. That's what she just did, bringing up Sweet Pea like that. Yeah, that's messed up, man. She did you dirty. How are you going to do that?
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet Pea's out there somewhere. The only good that came out of losing Sweet Pea is that hopefully some other kid... got to enjoy.
So what they ended up doing was they put it in the inventory and sold it.
return merchandise.
Yeah.
Janitor probably came along, swept it up, threw it in the trash.
Sweet Pea. Yeah. Sweet Pea's at the bottom of the ocean right now. Covered
someone
in silverfish.
Someone exchanged it for a burrito at Kmart.
Aw, poor Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I remember Sweet Pea.
That's what I
remember you losing your shit.
So first you lost Sweet Pea and then you lost your shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
In that order.
He almost lost his family.
Wow. You're going to be the lost and found next to Sweet Pea, dude.
Dang, man. I'm glad.
Yeah. Wow. Shots fired.
I'm glad I could entertain y'all.
That's what we call Mills, Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea. Wow. Wait, it played music, right? It had a little button on it that played some sort of music.
I don't think so.
I think it did. Unless I'm thinking of a Mr. Potato
London
Head thing.
Bridges falling.
No, it would play like, this is the song that doesn't end. No, just kidding.
Yes. No.
What song is that?
Lamb Chops. It's from...
Yeah, Lamb Chops.
I think Sweet Pea did play music, but it was like an internal battery, so it only lasted so long, and then it just didn't work anymore. But I remember specifically having a button you could push on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember that. Aww. I remember you would bring that thing everywhere.
Yeah.
I remember wanting to choke his ass. We'd be in the car driving and then be singing the song. There was a little thing and then just a little hole and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and more shit.
No. It was the other way around. No. So, no. So the problem with being a smart, educated child is it's a hole in the ground, and in the ground there was a tree, right? And on the tree there was a branch or something. And that's like how the original song goes. But I would take it to the 10th degree.
Yes.
And it would be a hole in the ground and then a tree and then a limb and then a branch and then a leaf and then, like, you know, a bird and a feather and then a flea and an amoeba. And it would just get into the microscopic level.
That's some Whiskey Tango shit right there.
Yeah, bro.
Did you say amoeba?
Yeah, I was a little kid and I would bust it out. Because the song would just get longer and longer and longer and longer. And no one ever, I was expecting it. It never happened. But I was waiting for the
shut up. Yeah.
So it would be.
It never came.
If you were my brother, I'd stab you in the fucking neck. Dude, song.
No. So it would be this. It would be like.
No wonder you hit him with the remote. You didn't shut the fuck up.
No, the Sheila Head. Sheila Head.
Yeah, Sheila Head. And just everything else that you could find.
Yeah.
So it would be this song. You'd be like, there was a hole, there was. Was a hole, the prettiest hole that you ever did see. And the green grass grows all around.
And there's a hole in the ground, and the green grass grows all around, and the green grass grows all around.
What's in the hole?
And in this hole, and then it just goes on and on.
So this would be like on the ride. No. So Wednesdays, we would go eat at Luby's
downtown
on Main Street.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
And me and Davey would go with Grandma and Grandpa in his truck, right? So...
They thought it was
Luby's cute.
They liked
it. I wanted to choke his ass.
They're like, hey, little D, go ahead and sing that song you like so much. And I'm like...
So imagine
with
this.
Pleasure.
20 freaking minutes.
So did you imagine song up? No. Imagine this ride from Ingram and
Callahan
mm-hmm. all
What's
the way
that
to Maine.
Time wise, like
Maine
30 minutes.
And 37? 35? To Maine and 35.
Oh, fuck that.
That he would be singing this song.
Oh, hell no.
To and from.
Is this song made up or was it like
Oh, yeah, he just kept putting shit in it.
No, it was a real song. But my version.
Your version, you kept adding crap.
It would be like this. It'd be like by the end of it, I'd be like,
how big is that damn hole?
Yeah. He'd be like this. He'd be like
neutron.
How much can that tree hold?
Like, this is the last line, guys. On the tree, there was a and just go on and on and on and on at the end.
Yeah.
And the green grass grows all around. my throat is dry. Does anyone have water?
And nobody ever told you to
I would have shut the fuck up. Yeah, no, they liked it. They egged it on.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Wow. I think grandma and grandpa were just being polite.
Yeah, nice. They didn't want to hurt your feelings because you had lost sweet pea.
Damn.
I would have choked you out,
too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Is that when y'all started? Is that when y'all started slipping Benadryl in my food and drinks? Or I don't remember when that.
No, I would just smack you with the Sheila's head.
So not only will she not have a face, but she'll be lopsided. If it, her head will be lopsided.
Yeah.
So instead of having puffy cheeks, it would be like one cheek would be indented, like smashed.
Jeez.
Dang, dude, that's crazy. I forgot what I was going to bring up. Oh, the glow worm. Did you ever have a glow worm?
I know what you're talking about.
No. My cousin Maria had one.
No.
That was like right before us like being
We had Light
kids.
Bright.
Oh, yeah. The game, with the little, but the glowworm. Yeah, it came out like in 80-something.
Yeah,
like
that was. It had a song, right?
Yeah, it would like light music. Up.
Yeah.
And it had
like green?
Yeah, like a little thing.
Glow in the dark.
Yeah.
No,
my cousin had one. I only brought it because I broke it.
Why?
Because, dude, we would try and go, when I go spend the night, like, she would fucking put that thing on and light up the whole fucking room. Like,
you're trying to sleep.
Bitch, I'm trying to sleep. I'm
trying to get some strut eye.
Hey, turn that shit off. Yeah.
Did you have something?
I think I slammed it and broke it.
Projected onto the ceiling.
That was the video game we
talked
about.
That was the game we
were
talking about.
No, no, no. There
like
was,
30 minutes ago.
No, it was a design or some shit.
Like a star thing at night?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all had something.
No,
like
we didn't. We had a light bright.
Yeah, we had Light Bright.
Where is Sweepy? Where is Sweepy? He's not here. He's not here.
Probably chilling face down in a dump somewhere. Landfill. Like, I don't know. Like, poor Sweepy.
Yeah, rest in peace, Sweepy.
Yeah.
Big up, Sweepy.
Man,
oh,
R.I.P.
My goodness.
It's gonna be a long
fucking janitor took him.
You're gonna have dreams of Sweet Pea.
I am.
Wow.
And you're gonna be reliving you losing your shit.
I'm gonna be on eBay for the next 3 days.
That wasn't the only time
you
lost his shit too, man.
Oh yeah, no man, I lose my shit today.
They put the candy by the cash registers, and this one throws shit fit because he couldn't get a freaking candy bar.
Y'all couldn't just let it happen. They couldn't just let it happen.
I knew nothing's changed.
Shit, we used to get beat, dude. We get beat at the store. My mom didn't care.
Nah, man. That's why grandparents are the best, because they would sit there and, yeah, sure, of course. There was never a no.
Mm-hmm.
I want a toy, Grandma. Okay.
No.
We would want some candy, Grandpa. No. Yeah, sure, grab a few.
No, it would be like when we would go grocery shopping with Grandma and Grandpa at Central Market. No, the one on Bandera.
Marketplace.
And Grandpa, they had opened like the ice cream area there, and Grandpa would get us ice cream on the go.
Hell no.
Yeah, man.
And said uncles did that too. I remember my uncle did that one
time.
Yeah,
they spoil, they hook it up.
Yeah, we would go visit my uncle, and then we would walk down the street to this little convenience store. And then I remember he would get a 20 out of his wallet. I thought he was like the richest man ever.
Big
spender. $20. Yeah. And, you know, so we got like a little like sweet treat or whatever.
Hell no, dude. We acted up. Nice. My mom would be like, let's go to the dressing room. Like, okay, we're all walking. And then you realize she ain't got no fucking clothes in her hands.
Right.
Oh,
you
got beat the shit out of in the dressing room, bro.
You ain't ever walking in the
and
dressing
you
room again.
You cry when you go out there. You're going to get it against a You're just like holding it in.
Your tear ducts are like the muscles in your eyes. They're strong. Like you can hold back tears like no problem now.
Yeah, dude. We always get in trouble.
Goodness. Dude, yeah. This one would get. So I would get in trouble, but my mom would never do the dirty work, so she'd send old man to take care of business.
I can't see him being mean, though. He's
such
a sweet guy. Like, I can't,
We'd both be crying.
He'd both be crying when you whip your ass. Not my day. He'd be fucking smoking a cigarette.
I'd be like this.
Ass.
No, I'd be like, it's okay, Dad.
It's okay, Dad.
I know you have to, even though you don't want to.
Daddy, don't. Please, Daddy. I just pissed Sweepy.
Can't we just say you spanked me?
Oh, I'm sure you would say that, trying to get out of it.
Man,
you were bad when you were little.
What?
Yes, you were horrible, man.
That's not how I remember it.
You were two going on 30, you and your damn adult meal shit.
Yeah, y'all say that, but
hell no,
I remember it. I simply remember it as that everyone just didn't understand. You know, like if everyone would just say yes and do what I want, then I wouldn't need to be bad.
Is that how it works?
Don't have kids, bro. Your karma's going to fuck you up. Your karma's going to fuck you. Because
your 2-year-old's going to want like a buffet.
I give them the buffet. And when they get sick, I'm like, see, that's what happens. No, my kid would pretty much.
That was another time you lost your shit is when we went to Luby's and you wanted an adult meal and you couldn't get one.
How old was he?
He lost his shit a lot, man.
38.
He still did.
He's like 4. I want an adult meal.
He's always losing his shit.
Dude, don't be afraid to slam his head in the fucking wall, dude.
Or a little smack us, upside the head.
Yeah,
a little.
Yeah, because I, you know what it was? It's because I liked a lot of the sides. So I liked the broccoli and cheese at Luby's. I liked the fried okra. I liked the, you know, other side dishes, whatever, mashed potatoes, for example, right? But you couldn't get them with the kids' plate. They just give you like one. And fuck that. I don't want one.
Should have got the vegetable plate.
Dude, I want like 3.
And
you know?
And how much did you eat?
That's not
none.
The point.
One of each, one, and a quarter of it, like a quarter of it.
Yeah, it's like the kids now. We, like when they're little, they want a big ass plate. Like, all right, go ahead, and then they don't eat it. I'm like, what the?
It's a waste.
It's a waste of money, man.
I never got the chance to waste. They never tested the theory because I never got the adult plate. I would just throw my shit. I would lose my shit.
Well, you know, I see. I mean, not much has changed.
Yeah.
He still loses his shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, that went sideways pretty quick.
I enjoyed it. It's fine.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
It was good memories. I mean, that's just like scraping the top of the mountain in terms of the amount of toys that we grew up with, right? Like,
yeah, because I mean, I don't remember we had a bunch of the tops.
Yeah, so
the wooden tops. We used to have those. We'll go to Mexico. They have those wooden tops.
Yep,
we love those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like all kinds, and then the wrestlers, the luchadores, you would get like the little ring at the flea market.
Go to
the pulga. Buy a little wooden ring. Have
like the like the wish.com version of Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Y'all had the Rock'em Sock'em Robots too.
Oh, we did. I remember those.
Those were cool.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
The red and the blue.
Y'all had a lot of cool toys.
And then Atari. Did y'all have an Atari?
Mm-mm. We went straight to Nintendo.
We had Atari and then we went to.
Yeah.
You had the, what was it? The Sega one, the Sega for you.
Yeah, the Sega 64, what was it? Yeah.
We had them all at one point, except PlayStation 1 was the only one we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Sega Saturn. But we had the Sega, the NES, the SNES, the N64, PS2.
Did y'all ever have Game Boys?
And we
like
had a
the
Game
handheld
Boy.
Ones?
Yeah.
I had the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, those were
the
nice.
The colored one.
Yeah, we grew up with all that. It's crazy to think now, like, you don't even need that stuff now. You just need a cell phone. It's got like better games than what we ever had. Shoot.
The house that we're currently doing has a 1989 Game Boy there.
Like an OG.
Does it work?
I don't know. I need to take batteries and see if it works.
Oh, yeah.
There's a game and it's Dr. Mario.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah.
So I remember Game Boy was cool, but what was really cool growing up in elementary school, there was only one kid I knew that had one, was the handheld Sega.
Oh, the big ass one?
Yeah.
The black one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it had like battery pack extenders.
And it
was a color screen. It was, dude, I forget, Game Gear? Was that what it's called?
I don't remember what it was called.
Sega Game Gear, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
It was legit, dude. Only one kid had it and everyone would be like lined up to play it, like play some Sonic.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Now when we were growing up, we just had like the Nintendo, play Tecmo Bowl.
Hell yeah.
We'll go to Emilio's house all night. Me, Emilio, Sergio.
Dude, Tecmo Bowl
on it. We used to have like tournaments.
Yep.
We would eat all the damn food all night long.
Yeah. I would spend the night at my buddy's place. We'd play Tecmo Bowl and we would play TMNT 2, the arcade version.
Oh,
and we'd just stay
up
all night playing those.
Tecmo Bowl would have like tournaments all damn night.
All we had was Pong on the TV.
With the Atari?
No, the TV had like a little game Pong. Yeah. And
what? Like built in?
No, you had to add it. You had to attach it.
Oh, okay.
It was a little console.
And then the little thing would go
from one side and you would...
Yeah.
It was ghetto.
And then they added that on the Atari, right? Yeah, like something similar. I think it was.
Yeah, look it up on P-O-N-G.
No, I remember, but I thought it was an Atari like exclusive.
No, they did make one, yeah.
Okay.
No, we're talking back in the early 70s.
Pre-Atari. Wow. Yeah.
Shit, I was just a sperm in my dad's nutsack.
What the?
Okay.
I was swimming around.
All righty then.
You were just a stain on the bed.
Waiting to be released.
Wow.
Damn. Waiting for my marching orders.
All right, everyone. So I just want to say thank you for checking out another episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. Please be sure you follow us and also give us a rating. You'll see at the end of this episode or here, if you're watching on Spotify, especially, there will be some questions, you know, any feedback you want to provide, we definitely appreciate. And of course, please answer that question down below. We definitely want to get more involvement from our listeners and followers out there. So thank you for the support, and hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and we will see you at the next one. Till then, take care.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.